Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Lots of nice texts there about Brezzy. A lot of people kind of saying that basically, isn't it good to see someone being helpful? And that's what he is. And we have someone else helpful now. Let's get some energy saving advice. Dr. Aoife Foley, Professor in Energy Systems Engineering at Queen's University Belfast, is back. Good morning, Aoife.
Good morning, Brendan. I'm calling you Brendan now. This morning I get into trouble.
And I'm calling you Aoife, so we're good. And you scandalised the country, of course, the last time you were on by suggesting we cut down on the Christmas lights a bit and scrapping daylight saving time. But today you're going to bring it closer to home and see how we can save some energy around the house and with our appliances and that. What's the biggest energy gobbler in our houses?
The biggest energy gobbler really in your house is if you've gas central heating or heating. That's in general the biggest one. After that, then you're talking about your tumble dryer, your iron, your electric cooker. That's the way. The immersion heater, of course, is another big one. That would be higher up than the tumble dryer. It works out now at the moment at the current tariff at about €1.02 for 1 hour of an immersion heater. Your plug-in electric heater is €1.02 again. They have the similar rating. Okay. A tumble dryer is 85 cent for an hour. And your central heating, if you had it on for 5 hours, you're talking a gas central heating about €11.20.
Really? Okay. So how can we get that down then, the central heating? You know this the thing about if you go down by 1 degree that you lower your bill by 10%. Is that true?
No, there's a whole load of things that play into that. The first thing you must look at, you must figure out what type of heating you have. So we've different types of heating systems in the country, but by and large, since about 2005, SEAI and the government require that we use condensing boilers, okay? So people ask a lot about condensing boilers and they don't realise most boilers now are condensing boilers. And then in 2011, SEAI said that basically all oil or gas boiler replacements must meet 95% efficiency or 90% efficiency. But the issue there is that for some of the gas combi systems, the pipework can be a bit complicated. Now, what you need to do is you need to check what type of boiler you have and what is the temperature setting that you need to have on the boiler for the burn.
Okay.
So that's the first thing you need to check. Then you need to go around your house. You need to turn on your heating, put on all your radiators and check if you have any air trapped in your system.
How will you know?
Because what will happen is you'll find a cold patch on your radiator. Okay, so put your hand down, leave it on for 40 minutes, an hour maybe. Put your hand around the radiator and if you find a cold patch, it means you've air trapped in the system and you need to bleed it. And there's a little, if you go into any plumber shop or builders providers, you'll be able to get one of those, okay? And what you do then is you get an old jug and put a towel down on the floor, some old dirty manky towel now or an old sheet that you want to throw out and put it down at the bottom of the radiator and you'll find on the radiator it fits into the head of it and you bleed out the air out of the system. You will see it now. What happens is then eventually you get a little bit of dirty water. You're done then, close it. So that's the first thing. The second thing is go around the house and check are all your valves working on your radiators. Okay, now they tend to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If you're putting it up at 5 and you're getting no heat out of the system, that means there's something wrong with your boiler.
Yeah.
So I recommend to everybody what they do is they contact their, get a plumber. And now, if you're with some of the gas companies, they offer packages for servicing your boiler. And that's actually a great approach. I've done that for years. And with our provider, we've had 2 different providers now and we've had different service packages and it actually is very effective and they're very good plumbers and they'll come in and they'll replace parts and different things like that under different packages.
Okay, so you get a full MOT on that.
You get a full
system,
MOT
basically.
Really in essence, yeah. And you're saving yourself a lot of money there. Now, as well as that then, Brendan, what you'd want to do is look at certain rooms in the house and say to yourself, well, actually, do I need all these radiators on? And then switch off radiators that you don't need. You know, really, you should have it down at about maybe 3, 4 on the thermostat of the radiator. And then say for people who are working from home, if you're working from home, rather than having on your heating all day, you could get one of those modern, small electric storage heaters.
Yeah.
And they're quite energy efficient and they're safe. Now, don't have it under a curtain or don't stick it somewhere silly. Put it where you need it, close to yourself. And just it'll build up a mass of heat in it. And then you'll have a thermostat on it. They're very energy efficient and they're very safe. And if you're at home on your own and you only want to heat one room for a few hours in the day, it's a nice way to go and it's simple.
Okay. Now, time is against us, Aoife, so I want to romp through a few other things. In terms of cooking, there's a lot of conversation around air fryer, slow cooker, oven. Which is the best?
Well, if you're just heating up your dinner and you take it out of the fridge that you made yesterday, stick it into the microwave if you have a microwave. That's number one.
Okay.
An air fryer then, after that, is obviously more energy efficient than an electric cooker. An electric cooker now will cost you 68 cents an hour. That's excluding any VAT now or anything. That's the current tariff. And a slow cooker is 31 cents for 6 hours. So your slow cooker is very, very good. And then your air fryer, it also is very good. And, I think 15 minutes, I think, is a few cents. So it's very good for the 15 minutes.
Okay, all right, so it's a no-brainer there. Anything you can do in the air fryer. Okay, you're recommending as well a toasted sandwich maker.
Oh, I love the old, come here, bring back the 80s. We're living in an energy crisis.
Sealed up, molten heat inside.
I'm telling you now, we'll romp through it now, Brendan. 2 cents for 5 minutes, and you couldn't lose there now with your toasted sandwich.
Brilliant, okay. Ironing,
I tell you now, your iron is a bit of a disaster, okay?
Really, okay.
Very, very intensive, energy intensive, because you're heating the metal piece underneath. I always forget the name of that. It's 85 cents for an hour. Now, I'm not a big ironer myself. I know my sister's a mad ironer. But what I say to people, if you're using a tumble dryer, because they're very energy intensive, don't throw all the clothing into the basket afterwards. Get them out, shake them, and you can fold them up, and then you're doing without the ironing.
Yeah.
Do you get it? So the iron, you're warming the panel on the iron underneath.
Okay, so minimise the ironing.
Exactly.
What about the kettle?
Oh, no, I know now. The kettle is 7 cents for 5 minutes, which is actually quite good, okay? But don't be filling it up if you're only boiling the water for one or two people. There's a measurement gauge down the side. Check it, and count the number of cups.
Okay,
don't
so
be
less water,
your
less energy. Okay,
yeah.
Hairdryers?
Hairdryers. Oh, this is a bit of a tonic now. It depends on the type of hairdryer you're using, okay? And it goes on the wattage. So they range from around 800 to 1800 watts. So an unheated, now this is very interesting. I went away now and did the homework for this.
Okay, you've 20 seconds.
Okay. It can cost you a few cents, but it depends. Some women, they blow dry their hair about 40 minutes. Now me, I'm a faster blow dryer. I'm about 15 minutes. I just throw the head upside down. So you could spend, maybe up to €7 on your hair dryer. So people who are in the hair drying business,
go?
Over a week. No, not
over
in one
week.
Go.
Sorry.
Over a week,
still,
depending on
still.
Your consumption.
Ridiculous. And I say that as a man who doesn't use a hair dryer, but that
I tell
is
you now,
crazy.
When you're follically challenged, it'll work out well for you this winter.
Okay. Dr. Aoife Foley, thank you very much.